Okay, we continue the Rambam. We're in the ninth chapter of Hilchus Malva Velova. Aloha Aleph. Okay, we continue to discuss different issues of ribis, and this is the issues where you're selling something to someone, he's giving you the money, and you're not giving him anything yet, and then the problem being if you give him something at a cheaper price later on, that would be avak ribis. That would be a rabbinic ribis because you're holding his money, so it's like you, even though you're the seller, you are like the borrower because you're holding on the money. And then when you're going to give him the produce or whatever, you're going to sell him afterwards at a better price than what the market price is, then he has benefited from that, and that would be tantamount to ribis. Those are the general issues we're dealing with. You can always give the guy a gift, right? Okay, so now we're going to deal with this little tricky issue here with depending on what the market price is and when you can establish the market price and how it affects the ribis as well. And it seems from what's going on over here that the farmer, he's making sales, he's taking money, and he's giving you better rates later on. But there's three different stages, it would appear, from what's going on over here. You have what we'll call stage one is the pre-harvesting season. So nobody has any produce at this point. Nobody's produced anything, so you can't even make a market price because you don't even have anything. You don't
know what futures.
But it's not. There's still no price yet. There's no market price established yet. Stage two. Some people have harvested, and it's possible to have a market price. But it could be the particular farmer we're speaking about has not yet harvested with this market price. And then finally, we have where the fellow has harvested, and he himself as well has harvested, and now he's selling things. So as we'll go through this chapter, you know, some of these issues will come out over here. So let's take it slow. It's a little bit tricky, this first halacha over here. He says, "Ein poskin on a peris." A person cannot agree, so to speak, and make a price on the fruits. A person cannot sell something to someone. He doesn't have any fruits. Remember, he doesn't have anything. And he doesn't have anything ready at all that he's come up from his harvest at all. He cannot make up a price, take money now, and then later give him something that's going to be at a better value. He can't do any of those kinds of things. Until the market price has been established. And you'll see why that's going to help shortly. But the stam, take the money now and say, you know what, you're going to give me the money now, and question is, how much is he giving him now? But whatever that money is going to be worth later on, I'm going to give you a much better deal later on when it's time to give. So that's a problem. That's a for sure a problem. You give me the money now. Whatever, let's say you give me $100 now, and 6 months from now I'll have my produce. Whatever the market price is 6 months from now, I'm going to give you more than what the market price is. That for sure is not allowed because you're holding on to the money. There's no way we could even conceivably say that the seller has something right now, and you've clearly violated. That's what that first line is saying. Until the market price is established, there's not even a market price. There's nothing at all. You're going to wonder, what does it matter if there's a market price? We'll see in a minute. Now, Yotza Hashar, once the market price comes out, then poskim, you can make some kind of agreement with the other fellow. Alpha Pisha Ein Lohem Lose, even though this particular farmer has no produce right now, but yesh lazeh, but there's other farmers who do have this produce. There's other farmers who do have. That's how you set the market price. There's other people who have already begun to harvest their things. And now at this point, now here's the tricky part over here. Since there is already stuff that's out there already, so either the buyer or the seller either could have used this money and bought something already in the market right now. That could have happened right now. Once that is the possibility, that's like as if the sale already took place, so to speak. And it's tantamount, this is a bit of a stretch here, but it's tantamount that the buyer is like he already has some of the stuff in hand, as it were. Because since there's such great availability, that's the commentaries say, so it's like the sale took place right now, and it's as if the buyer already has stuff, because there's stuff that's readily available and everybody could have bought if they wanted to. And therefore, it's like he has something already.
Why would you go to a seller who has?
That's a good question. Well, he'll still want to get some better deals, but we have to do the better deal in a certain way. Kate said, let's have an example. Let's say right now, since some people already are producing, so the market rate right now is four saw. You get four saw of wheat for a seller, for one seller of money. So now what deal does he make with him right now? He makes a deal to sell him 100 saw. The guy hands him 25 saw sellers right now. Okay, now really, right now he could have gone to somebody else and bought it. But, everyone's trying to make a little money on this deal over here. And truthfully, the guy who took the 25 could have turned around and bought 25 from another fellow, could have just as well as done that, and then turned around and given the stuff as well. Okay, that could have happened. So now, but he didn't do that. For whatever reasons, they're not doing it yet. Everyone's trying to see what they can do better. One guy wants to hold the 25. The other guy's hoping he's going to get a better deal. But in theory, they could have already had it. It's not like there wasn't anything possible. So now what's going to happen later? So let's say now when it is the time where he harvests, and now the guy has his wheat, the guy is not giving him 25 saw. But how much is he giving him? 100 saw. Okay? So what's he getting now for this? He's getting, for every saw, it only costs $1. He's getting a tremendous deal over here. Instead of it costing him four saw, getting four saw for each cell, he's getting much more. He's getting 100 saw, for, what's this? And then when the thing gets more expensive later on, where every saw costs a seller, he's still getting a very cheap rate now. Right? He bought it at 4-for-1. Later, when the markets are later on down the line, where the cost is much more expensive, he's getting a very cheap deal right now. So he's doing great. So ein ze ribis klal. This isn't considered ribis at all. Afal pi shelo hoya lamocher chitim klal ve'esha pasach. Even though the fellow didn't have any wheat at this time, it's considered a valid deal because he could have sold the stuff for him. He could have bought it right then at that time. So even though the guy is getting a deal later, it's not considered ribis at all. Now when he could have gone elsewhere, and they're considering, so we consider it as if, since it was the possibility to own it, he owns it right now, and he's the one who profits on this. So therefore, that is allowed. That's not ribbis at all, even though the guy didn't have any wheat at all, but since the possibility was to buy other wheat, then that's, we say that halachas happens. However, b'med varmam, when do we say this halachas? Shelo hoya lo klum, when the guy didn't have anything, or he wasn't able to supply him. May also hamin beisha posikol. If he didn't have the seller, didn't have anything to sell him, and there was nothing for that to work on. But aval imhoya la mocher may also hamin klum. But what if the seller really had stuff and it was pretty close to being ready? Afal pisha daim lo nigmar malachto. Even though all the work was not done and it was not fully harvested, as we will explain shortly. So remember, he can't be posek. Remember, let's go back. You can't make anything if you don't have anything and there's been no market price been done. If a market price has been done, then it's okay because you could have been getting it from other people. But when we said you can't do this if there's no market price, that's if you don't yet have anything to sell. If you have something to sell or it's very close to being sold, then you can even sell it even though you don't have anything, even though the price has not been determined, but since it's so close to you finishing off what you have over there, so it's like you could be selling him what you have right now. And then Hareza Mutar Lisokal of Alpha Vishadan Loyatsashar, even though the market price has not happened anymore, still it is what you have. If you don't have anything, then we can't say that you've made any kind of sale with the guy. Then it's a complete ribbis. But if you have something that's ready almost to be sold, or even better, if you have something that is to be sold, and it's your stuff, you could sell to him. It's like he's holding on to your stuff right now. And it's like he takes possession. The thing goes up in value, goes up in value for him. The problem is you can't have it both ways. You can't have it. You don't have any. The seller doesn't have anything. He's taking the money, and then he's going to give him a better price later on. So that's mamish ribbis. If we have to have at least something going for us over here. So if the marketplace, market value is already established, so the fact that he has the money, but they could have bought something at that time. So it's, we consider it as if the seller had bought it. But the next part that Rambam is saying, so let's say The market value was not yet established, but what if you have stuff? He really has something. And it doesn't have to be that he completely has it finished. But even if it's close to being finished, then it's considered he could be have sold the stuff that he has, even though the marketplace has not been established. And then the guy who bought it is taking it, even though it's not fully finished, but he still, as it's entitled for him to say there was a valid sale. So how does that have to happen? So it's got to be close to being able to be finished. And the subsequent halachas will give us more details for this. Ketzad, let's have an example. Hareyu tchilo lekotrim. Let's say it's the beginning of the harvest season. So hareyze poisek alachidim afal bishadein hein godish. He can make a deal with his wheat, even though there's still a pile, and still it's not finished. We'll learn in the next halacha how far you have to go to finish it, to make it ready for sale. Uposek alayin, you can fit, set a price and make a deal for the wine. Mishiyiv tzur hanovim, once the grapes have been harvested, v'yitin in ba'avid, and the grapes have been put in the vat. V'alashemen, and for oil, mish'alevs, mishanos and zesim b'matim, when you put olives in the vat. V'alhasid and lime, mishiyakenu v'akivsha, when they've been lowered into the kiln. So that it's close enough for these things to be sold, to be finished. V'chein posek al klei cheres, you can even make a deal on earthenware, when, at what point, mishiyaser hayotzer beitzi, beim. When the potter already has rounded balls, so all that's left is one or two more steps, and it's finished. But b'med, and when do we say that the rounded balls is required? Kishrei from Lufan, when it was white clay, and white clay is not as common, so you at least have to have the point where it's done into white balls. Avalafarim shachar, but if the clay is black clay, which is very prevalent, then posek alakem, you can make a deal for the utensils, Hanasim, that he's going to make afal pi shelo nasu, even though he didn't make clay balls yet, because it's so easy to get that dark clay, it's not going to take long to make that. Mishu matzil akol, since it's readily available, and even though he doesn't have any, the seller per se, other people may have. And similarly, you can make a deal with fertilizer. Kol yimos shana, all year long, afal pi shein lazevel, even though he has no fertilizer, mishu matzil tome, it's very common to get from anybody. So it doesn't take a long time and it's not hard to get it. And that seems to be the important factor over here. Can you get it from other people at the time of the sale? Because then it wouldn't be hard for him to be able to get it. Or if he's almost finished himself with what he has to sell him, then he could sell it now at the whatever the rate he wants to sell him now. He can give him better rate later. It's finished enough as if the buyer already has it, and then any profit it's made is made while it's in the buyer's possession, not in the seller's possession, then that's okay. Now, how far the steps have to be removed, that's going to be in the next halacha. How close do we have to be to say it's if he has it here, and when the guy gave him the money, it's as if he really has it. So halacha base says the following, it's a simple rule of thumb. If we're only missing two steps, one or two steps, to get it to go to the fellow, he can already make a deal with him, take the money and everything, because that's as good as it belongs to the other guy. Because two steps, one or two steps is not a big deal. Already three steps removed. Then ain't a posik. You can't make the deal, provided that there's no others on the market. If there's others on the market, we can rely on the others on the market. Here we're saying there's no market price made. And now you want to sell them and it's so far removed from even you. Well, then he really doesn't have anything that he's bought. So Elim Kain, Yatsashar, unless the market price came out already. And other people already have stuff that could very easily have been had. Shekev and Shumachus are Sholosh Malacha, since it's missing three activities, Hareza Kemisha Elam Osar Minkum. It's considered as if he doesn't have it at all. Once it's that many steps away, it's like he doesn't have it at all, and therefore you can't make any deal until the market price comes out and other people have it. It's like it never happened. So cases, let's have a few examples. Let's go back to the cases we said before where you could do it, but how far along do you have to go? So Godish, let's say a pile of wheat, shahaya mechusar hanocha b'shemesh. What do we need to make the pile of wheat to become grain that you could sell? Well, you got to leave it out in the sun for it to dry. Great. Number one, shivash. Number two, vidisha. You've got to thresh it. And number three, usri, and you got to winnow it. How many steps is that?
Three
steps. So, ain't a posik alav. You can't make a deal with him in that area. Ella im Ken Yeshashar, unless the market price has come out and other people have grain already.
Okay. How about if other people are on step?
Or, well, maybe sure. Even if people are, well, I don't know when the market price is going to come out. I don't think market price.
No, the market price hasn't come out, but other people are selling it.
Then it becomes a market price. Once you have it there,
determines the market price.
Once there's stuff out there and people are buying and selling, then the
market. No, but we're saying that if this is the only guy and he has.
And there's no market price. This is before the market price.
What I'm saying is there's one other guy at the two-step process.
Doesn't matter. There's no market.
There's still no market price.
This guy can't rely on
his two-step. No, there's no market price yet. There's no
market
price.
Or you got to be two steps away.
Now, Hoya Yovish, well, let's say the wheat had dried out already. Ve'ena mechusar ela disha zri, all that's left is two steps. Threshing and winnowing, then Poskel, he can make up the deal with him, even though there's no market price, because he could sell what he has as it is. Let's say beim eggs, those clods of clay that we talked about before.
Oh, the white clay.
The pottery clay. Sheim uchusarim, that was missing what steps? Lefifa, shaping. The yibush, drying. Vailocha lekivshan, taking it to the kiln. Usreif, and burning into shape. Vahotsa, and then taking it out and giving it to the fellow. Ain't a puzzle. You can't do a deal with that. That's way too many steps are missing.
It's taking a lot. A step. I mean, you can make a whole
take it over to him.
I mean,
it's shipping it.
Over, like, everything can be.
Well, I guess in each product there's different things that are called steps. That's what he's. How does your English translate "vodsa"? Taking it to him or taking it out of the
kiln? Being removed.
Being out of the kiln. I think
maybe
it's moving
being
out
removed
of the
out of the kiln.
You gotta
maybe
take
that's
it out of the
its
kiln.
Own step. That's its own step.
It's hot.
Now, what if Hoya?
Yeveshim.
But what if they already are dried out? So many more steps have happened. They don't have to take it into the kiln and burn it. Then that's all that's left. Then you can make the deal on that, because that's only two steps. But however, here's the point. If the way is that the buyer takes it out of the furnace, so you sell it, and now it's sold. And now the guy comes, and he does one of the steps for you. But avolim hoya hamocher mishmos, but the seller is the one who has to take it out, and that becomes another step. Now you're missing three steps. Vein a puzzle, you can't set up the deal. Atchei tzashar until the market prices come out. V'chein kol kayyotzimze, and then something similar to that.
If the buyer does a couple of the steps, doesn't that reduce the number of steps?
If that's the typical way of doing it,
yeah,
you're right. If the guy will buy it not fully finished. And that's the way it's done. So I guess taking it out is one of the steps.
It can't just be in that one case.
What?
It can't just be in that one case.
It could be anywhere where the selling of that object.
Normally.
If buyer order, we sell it not totally done. And that's the way it's normally done. What?
Yeah, bottle your own wine.
Okay.
Yeah, bottle your own
wine. Like,
there you go.
So the guy can buy it before it's bottled. Even though there's some steps missing. So all this is saying is, if it's within the two-step process, we assume it's as good as done. And there's nothing that once it's three steps, there's too much room for margin of error. And it could be that it's going to be nothing at the end there. So there's nothing that you could sell. Okay. Gimel. Ha-hoylech lachlov es izov. A guy is about to milk his goats. He doesn't know how much he's going to get. Veligzos es rechelov, and shear the sheep. Valirdos es cavarto, and to take honey out of the beehives.
Honeycombs.
Right? From this morning. He has no idea how much he's going to get yet. He hasn't done it yet. He doesn't know what he's got. He doesn't know I'm getting 50 quarts of milk. He doesn't know what he's getting. It depends what mood the cows in. I don't know.
The goat.
His friend finds him while he's just starting to milk or shear this. And the seller says to him, the guy says, listen, I'll tell you what. Masha izai chovos, whatever my goats are going to milk, I don't know what they're going to milk, but mochurlach is going to be sold to you.
Whoa.
So he made up the price, and the guy gives him the money up front. So he's got the money. Masha recheli gozos, what my sheep are going to shear, I don't know how much it's going to be. Mochurlach, give me this amount of money, and it's sold. You get it. Mashi kivarti rokhda mochalach, what the honey's gonna come out of that beehive, the honeycombs, is sold to you. Hareze mutar, you can do this, because really, let's think about this. It's a straight business deal. Now, what could happen? What possibilities? Tell me all the ranges of possibilities.
A lot, average.
The guy could make, man, he gave him $25 and the guy gets $1,000, right?
Yeah.
Now, if that was the only possibility, then that would be ribbis. Yeah. But what could also happen? He can get zero.
That's right. It's a risky deal.
So now that's good old fashioned business deal.
Yeah.
You got the money up front and that's a business deal.
You pay your money, you take your chances.
And the guy doesn't own anything yet. He's taking the money, and that's a good old-fashioned business. That's
isn't
mutar.
There about selling things that don't exist? Isn't there like
no, it's there.
The honey's in the honeycomb.
The honey's in the honeycomb. You just can't blow the job.
They found a tree that haven't grown
the sheep,
yet.
The wool is on the sheep. It's not like it's not there.
It's there.
Yeah, if you're
the milk is in the
and the milk
in
is
the
in the udders. They
the
milk
udders.
Every day.
You can actually see how much is there, but the udders you can't.
The udders?
Okay. Anyway.
U-T-T-E.
Okay. But now... but what if he says, "Avol Omer Lo"? He says, "Ma she'iv zay cholovas kach v'kach." That I'm gonna sell you so much for this. That's gonna. I'm selling you 25 quarts of milk. I'm selling you this. I'm selling you that. And the price has not gone out yet on the market. Morchalach v'kach v'kach. It's all for you, so and so. Ma she'ruchel goes as kach v'kach. And when they're gonna produce so much, you're gonna get so much. Mashikavarsi wrote a kach v'kach, machalo kach v'kach, and it's going to produce so. Now he's saying a specific amount that's going to come out, and this is the money that's going to be coming to you. Asur, you're not allowed to do this because he could get more. He's guaranteeing he's not going to have a loss. He's saying you're for sure going to get this amount. He's saying this is what you are going to get, and if it doesn't get that, then he's not going to pay for it. But he's guaranteeing him that amount. Then that's us, sir.
So just a floor that he's guaranteeing?
Yeah, he's saying you're going to get this much. You're going to get this.
Can
I'm selling you this much.
Yeah.
You can get more.
Okay.
So now, and this was not with the market price yet. Ellie, so you cannot do that because, 1 second, what are we on now? Lamed Vav.
Yes.
Because since he's giving him more money, the money in advance, he can benefit from that at the end. Elam came poskim al kashar b'shuk unless he makes up what the market price is.
He can't lose. This is a non-lose. This is the same deal as before.
He can't do that. Exactly.
You're in a non-losing situation.
You're going to get 25.
For sure, guaranteed.
Guaranteed, and he's short.
Then he's going to have to make it up.
Obligation to go get it somewhere else and give him another.
But
that's
okay,
right.
Good.
Lose. The guy
good.
Can't
so now,
lose.
What if it makes more?
He doesn't have to give him anymore.
No. He's guaranteed. If he guarantees.
I'm giving you at least 25 quarts.
But no downside risk.
Yeah.
He's guaranteeing him 25.
But
minimum,
he could get more.
Minimum, Shelly. Whatever
more.
We're milking,
but he could get more.
Minimum
I guarantee
25.
You 25 for this. If you have more, you're going to get more. Now, if he's going to give him more for that.
It's a no lose situation.
Then you can't.
Again,
can't do
only
that.
If orphans would do that, is that allowed?
Right. Okay, next one, Dalit, is a little tricky. We're talking about volatile markets. So therefore, it's not where you have it. If you have it, and your mom is giving it to him, then it doesn't matter. You can make any price you want. But here we're talking where you don't have it. And if it's a regular market price, then if you don't have it, you can make such a deal. But what if it's a volatile market?
Ooh.
So then it's not so simple. It's considered like you have it. So ein poskin al shar shalayoros. You can't make a deal even if the market price is out alayoros by small cities. Because the market price is never set. It fluctuates way too much, and therefore it's considered as if there isn't even a price.
It's not enough volume.
That's right. It's not, today could be one week, tomorrow the next day. So just because that's the price today, if it's way too volatile, then we don't have any market price because it's hard to determine, you know, what's going to be the next day even. Ella al-Shar b'medina. But if there's a market price in the larger cities, their price that are fixed usually stay for a couple months. I don't know the economics behind this. I'm just telling you what he's saying. In those days, if this was the price in the bigger city, it stayed that way for a number of months. So you could be pretty sure that that's what you're going to get. And therefore, remember, the critical point is if you don't have it, the only way you could do this is if the market price is set. Because then you can get it from somewhere else at any time. But if it's not set and it's volatile, then it's like you can't get it at that price that you made up. So let's say here's another example. Let's say Hoya Hachitim Hachadoshes Bamadina Arbasin. So let's say now in the larger city where we generally could have set prices. But let's say new wheat is 4 sa'ah for a sella. The Ishanas, an old wheat is better, and with wheat it's like wine, I guess. Old wheat is better. It goes shalosh b'sah, three for a sah. It's more expensive. Even if that is occurring, ain't poskim. We don't set up the price because that is called a very unstable market. Because really, the old wheat should not be very different than the old the new meat, and it's way too off balance. And therefore, there could be concerns that the market is going to fluctuate even under those circumstances. Atchiyetz shar until there's an equal price. Lechadosh v'leyashan for the old and for the new. He's just talking about this will determine what the stability of that is. And again, I don't understand the economics behind it, but that's what he's saying.
It could be, it's
as long as there's a great
demand
difference.
For Yashan.
He's saying if there is a big difference between them, then the prices can fluctuate. If they're set between old and new, you know, it doesn't matter what they're going to buy, really, if the price is the same. So I guess it won't fluctuate.
I guess it's a supply and demand. Market price depends on supply and demand. So if you need a huge demand for Yashan, let's say it's a very religious community, they're not going to
want
to
do it. I don't know if he means Yashan, halachic Yashan. I'm not sure.
But it's a possibility. Yeah. We'll give a situation where that could apply.
Now, there's one other type of situation. There's the rate of the harvester's rate, and then there's the rate of the distributors. Okay? So now, what if the rate by the harvesters is arba sim basela, four saw for a sella, and they're usually not always the best products that are being sold in the farm. The farm is not the best products, so to speak, so it goes a little bit cheaper. But for shel balabais, but the distributors who don't yet have the wheat, all right, they're going to be buying wheat, but they're willing to take prices. It's shalosh, it's three, it's a higher price. Costs more money because you get less per thing. So guess what you could do? And now let's say the guy wants to, so if the guy is with the harvesters, that's a pretty stable rate. So posik lalakotus kashar lakotus. You could make a deal with the harvester if that's what the fixed price is with the harvesters. But if the balabayas wants to, you want to buy from balabayas and he wants to sell it at the harvest price, v'lo yivsak labalabayas. You can't make the deal with the balabayas for four saw like the guys of the harvesters because he's going to want better ones. So again, it's not certain what's going to turn out with that. Achik v'ashar l'balabais until the market has been stable with them. Again, it's not...
The market price is out. It's ikba ha-ashar until the market price is established.
Yeah, but...
So they could do that deal if the market price was established.
Right. But even though the guy is selling him for three, it wasn't totally established yet.
Right, but if he wants to sell him for four, it has to have an established price before he can do that.
Right, then he could do that. So basically, certain ones are more volatile, and other ones are less volatile, and the ones that are more volatile you can't do, and the less ones you can. Okay.